I'm not sure how many of you have seen the news of the wildfire that has caused a Alberta town here in Canada, Fort Mac, to be evacuated, 80,000 people and more on the outskirts. It's just a wall of fire that has caused complete destruction and devastation. And our thoughts and prayers goes out to the residents and families in that area. Otherwise, the election has begun, so to speak, Trump versus Clinton. It'll be interesting to see, as I've talked before, who Trump will pick as his number two man, because that will be so important, because a lot of people still don't like him. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Chris Christie, I hope, is not at the top of that list, but we'll have to wait and see. The pundits on Fox News and other places are hedging their bets. Some are saying Hillary has a shoe-in, and some are saying that now Trump is the foregone conclusion as far as the winner goes. Whoever thought that a reality show star and bankrupt businessman several times over could become president? But then again, an actor who starred in classics like Bedtime for Bonzo became president. Who am I to say? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.